The last time I tried to count the number of theater organizations, professional, community volunteer, and collegiate, going on in the Triad, I came up with close to 40. There are probably more, and many of them have their own unique strengths. When it comes to plays that fall into the edgy and excellent categories, the Winston-Salem Theater Alliance has certainly found its niche. On Friday night at 8 o'clock, November 30th, it's opening night for Sordid Lives by Del Shores. By popular demand, they've added 4 shows this year, and it'll run through Sunday, December 16th at the Theater Alliance, 1047 Northwest Boulevard, with evening performances at 8 and Sunday matinees at 2. Artistic director Jamie Lawson has directed well over 100 productions for community theaters in the Triad, and he recently dropped by to talk about the 1996 play that won 14 Drama League Awards. Some of the subject matter in Sordid Lives is for mature audiences only.
To me, what makes Sordid Lives work so well is that these characters are real, yet they're over the top in a mild way. We all know people just like this. Oh, that's so-and-so, or that reminds me of. And the themes that are in the show, that these characters act out this wild story, the premise is a couple, the man was having an affair with his wife's mother. And so they're having an affair, and she trips and hits her head on the sink in a motel room and dies. That's all pre-story. Just to get started. So that just sets the ball rolling. So the family is coming together for the funeral of the mother, the matriarch. That is a catalyst for all sorts of skeletons in the closet to come out. One of the characters is Brother Boy, who's the most memorable, or one of the most memorable. They're a couple that really stand out. He is a gay man who's in therapy at Big Springs Mental Institution, and his therapist is trying to, you know, bring him out of his gayness.
Get rid of the gay.
Yeah. And she has him doing masturbation therapy. And it's bizarre, but hysterical. So at any rate, he thinks he's Tammy Wynette. So there's this whole Tammy Wynette theme throughout the show. But he wants to come home for his mother's funeral because his mom is the one who hit her head on the sink. But some of the family members who think he's exactly where he needs to be in the mental institution want him to stay there. So there's that going on. And then, of course, the conflict between the man who is having the affair and the wife.
A potentially stressful reunion.
It is not potential. It is definitely stressful for everybody involved. And they are not your highest class of people, but they are very real.
You have no idea how much I hate your stinking guts right now, GW.
Nolita, come on.
Just shut up.
Hey, LaFonda, you know I've always felt real bad over that.
They seem ridiculous. Things like this do happen, unfortunately, and some of us have experienced those. And the show just has a sophistication and a heart to it. Otherwise, it would be any other TV sitcom situation. But this, the fact that it has this heart and this message, when the show wraps up, you're just like, you're left with an aw feeling. So all this ridiculousness and these escapades lead up to a really cool feeling once the show's over.
Winston-Salem Theater Alliance Artistic Director Jamie Lawson. Sordid Lives by Del Shores opened in L.A. in 1996, and it went on to win 14 Drama League Awards. The Winston-Salem Theater Alliance opening performance will be Friday night at 8 o'clock, November 30th. You'll find links to ticket information at wfdd.org/triadarts. By popular demand, they've added 4 additional Sordid Lives performances this year, and it'll run through Sunday, December 16th at the Theater Alliance, 1047 Northwest Boulevard in Winston-Salem. Sordid Lives is for mature audiences. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.